Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We are going to talk about how can you help someone live a longer life with some of the ingredients that you have in your body? I know that sounds weird, but some diseases can only be treated with medicines made with plasma. I didn't know that. So since plasma can't be synthetically made, many people rely on plasma donors. So that's what we're talking about today with our amazing Jasmine Logan. Give it up.
Hi, everyone.
Wow. You know, if we stopped people on the street and said, tell me about plasma. Do you know anything about it? How many people would know?
Not a lot. There are a lot of stereotypes out there. And honestly, that's what I assumed before I started working in plasma. So people will probably tell you about the stereotypes, the negative stereotypes first. But I'm here to, you know, get rid of all those stereotypes.
What is plasma?
Plasma is the pale yellow portion of your blood. So how I describe it is basically like water in your blood. That's why it can be easily replaced, which is why our donors can donate twice every 7 days. Whereas if you did like a blood donation, you can only donate once every 8 weeks. So which is why we heavily rely on people coming in and donate, because we're in need of it. And you replace it so often, you can come and see us every week.
So here's something I heard on the streets, right? Yeah. That people donate plasma because they need money.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of donors that consider this their part-time job. College students, we have parents who come in who like donate to give them money to their children who are in college, who aren't working. We have people who have been affected by plasma, or they have family members that rely on the medication that we make for plasma. So
most of us know how blood is extracted, right? Through the blood donors. How is plasma donated, and can we do it on those little trucks that we see?
I wish there was like mobile plasma units, but I haven't seen any yet. But plasma donation is the same as blood donation. So you're hooked up on a machine. So there are many different types of machines that different companies use. Here we use an Aurora. So basically, one of our phlebs, they'll stick you with a needle in your vein. The blood will fill up in a collection device, and it will separate your red blood cells from your plasma cells. Plasma will be collected into a collection device container, and the blood will go back into your arm, into your vein. And so we go through a series of like cycles. So you'll go through a cycle of like a draw cycle where the blood is coming out, and then a return cycle when the blood is going back into you.
So we aren't really losing anything, right?
Right. And then on top of that, at the end of your procedure, we give you a bag of saline, 500 milliliters of saline. So we're taking the plasma, but we're giving you saline. So we're replacing whatever we take from you.
How long is this process, Jasmine?
Anybody can be on the bed for 45 minutes to an hour. When you first come in as a new donor, the process is a little bit longer because we have to get you registered in our system. You have to go through a physical, which is like a regular doctor's physical, and then you proceed to the donation floor. So we go through a series of questions that we ask the donor. First, they have to make sure they have a valid ID, a valid address. And then we go through a screening process. So we check all their vital signs, like their blood pressure, their temperature, hematocrit levels, their total protein levels, just to make sure they're healthy to donate that day. Because we don't want anybody to come in and they might be a little sick to donate, because at that point, they need their plasma more than we do. During the physical, they go through like a medical screening. So they ask about like surgeries or like anything in their past that might affect them from donating now.
Okay. So this is a year round thing. And you said we can donate plasma twice every 7 days, right?
So you can donate twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm asking something somebody's asking themselves right now. How much are you going to give me for this?
Okay, so our promotion that we have now, from now until October 17th, all new donors, you get for 8 donations total, you get $1,100. We issue you a prepaid debit card on your very first donation. And so after each donation, the money will automatically be placed on your card. So between the 8 donations, at the end of it, you'll have $1,100.
And we'll still be living and kicking and
exactly. Exactly.
During COVID, right? Stay-at-home mm-hmm. orders. I bet your business has lacked people.
Yes and no. So, of course, in the beginning of COVID, people were a little scared to come out the house. But at the same time, when a lot of jobs were closing and people started to lose their jobs, they were just like, oh my gosh, what can I do? I need to feed my family. I need to, you know, I need diapers. I need this, I need that. So what can I do? So obviously we were still here. We were still open. So people would come in and donate just to help during those hard times.
Because you guys are literally essential.
Yes. We didn't close at all. Yeah.
People that have been donating and then they kind of missed a couple of times because you depend on the regular donors of your plasma.
Right. Our lapsed donors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lapsed donors. So how are we getting them back in?
So for our lapsed donors, we have a coupon out for them now. So our lapsed donors are considered anybody that's been absent for 2 months or longer. So right now, if they come in and donate within 3 donations, they get a total of $600.
Okay, how much has someone ever made in a year? Can you make $12,000?
Oh, easily. Easily. What? Yeah. We do have a lot of people that will just let the money build up on their card, not spend it at all. And they would like just buy Christmas presents with it. I had one gentleman who told me, he was like, yeah, I didn't even know that you guys put money on the card. I just assumed you guys gave me a card. So he ended up donating all the money to a charity. Yeah.
How old do you have to be in order to start?
So you have to be at least 18, and we go all the way up to the age of 99. Literally.
Yes. Grandma.
Discriminate. We want everybody to come in and do their part, because at the end of the day, you have to think about the patients that we're helping, the patients that actually need the plasma for their medication to live their daily lives.
So are there more women coming in or men coming in?
It's a good mix. Okay. It's a good mix. Yeah. And all age ranges.
Okay. What about races? Does it matter?
Oh, no. No.
Please tell people that.
No, it does not matter what race you are, how old you are, you know, your background. I literally see people who own businesses, like people who are in college, like we get all walks of life in here.
This is very interesting. Okay. Our new best friend this morning is Jasmine Logan. And if you go to biolifeplasma.com, you're going to be able to see the event that we're talking about now, where we're trying to get lapsed donors back in, new donors in of their plasma. You'll be able to get educated about plasma, because I don't know, in my high school, we didn't talk about plasma.
Not at all. I knew nothing about it until I started working in plasma back in 2016. And the only thing I knew about it was the negative stereotypes. So by me coming in and actually learning like what we actually do here, I'm like, wow, like I need to start getting out and telling people these things just to get rid of those negative stereotypes, because that's not what we are and that's not what we do.
The human body is just amazing. It's magical. It's sometimes you can't explain the things that it does when we're sick. You know, we just need to rest and the body will build back up. You know, it's just amazing. But the plasma part,
yeah,
that's magnificent.
Yeah, right? It is amazing. Plasma contains water and proteins, and it helps the body control bleeding and fight off infections, which is why if you are sick and you are a donor, we ask that you stay home, because while you're sick, you need the plasma to help fight off whatever infection you have going on. And then if you're healthy, we need that plasma to help other patients who can't come in and donate, but they rely on our plasma to make their medications.
BioLife Plasma Services, a nonprofit, a for-profit. And when did you guys begin this journey?
BioLife started in the 1800s. Yeah. So there are many different plasma companies out there. As of now, I only work for 2 of them. So I've been with the company since April of this year. It's really life-changing. And the one thing that I really do love about BioLife is the phlebotomists and all the techs that work here, they really do care about the donors. Just coming in, it's a positive environment. Like the donors come in, they speak to you by name. They're like, oh, how's your family? How are the kids doing? So that alone makes the donors feel like, wow, like they care about me as a person. And they remember about my family. They remember about my vacation that I said I was taking. So that alone makes them want to come back, because they feel like it's a family atmosphere. And that's how we want our donors to feel.
That's important, because that would be awful if you're like, hey, you in the blue shirt.
I wouldn't want to come back. So like by being personable with our donors, I mean, and you got to think about it. The donors are here for like hour and a half at twice a week. So having these conversations with them. And I always like to say, you know, why did you start donating plasma? How did you hear about us? What made you want to come in? Just to hear different perspectives about why they're here.
What if we're out of shape? Come on, Jasmine. You know we haven't been working out, right? We've been eating too many brownies and cookies.
We've had a lot of that during COVID. You know, people not being as active with the gyms being closed. And then people picked up a lot of baking habits during the pandemic. But that we do have a weight limit between 110 pounds to 400 pounds. We also like to recommend having a healthy diet as well to be able to donate. You don't want to eat a lot of fatty foods or a lot of greasy foods, because then the donation process could take a little bit longer while you're here. So I always encourage donors to drink a lot of water. We try to eat a lot of green vegetables, dark green, healthy vegetables. Try to stay away from the fatty foods at least a day before your donation. So when you're coming, you'll be in and out in no time.
Right. Then fries. Leave them fries. Yeah. As soon as you tell us.
You can eat the fries after your donation, but, you know, try to eat something healthy before coming in.
Yeah, it's surprising to me that people don't like vegetables.
People don't like water. Crazy how people are just like, oh, yeah, I don't drink water. And I'm like, no, we need you to drink water.
I guess they taste something different because I can't leave the house without water. I can't walk into another room without water.
I can't go an hour without drinking water.
Right? So, okay. So drink lots of water.
Water and eat a lot of greens, because that'll help with your hematocrit and your protein levels.
Got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Green stuff is good stuff.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Is there something I haven't asked you that you want to share with folks? I know they can definitely get on this campaign because you're giving money away.
Yes, and everybody needs money. But if you guys have any questions, you should also visit our website. We have a Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. So all information will be on there. And we are an appointment-only center. So before coming in, just make sure you register your account at BioLife Plasma Services, and then you'll make your new donor appointment on there.
We can sign up, get registered without having to do something that day.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. It's just creating like a patient account online.
Online.
Just scheduling your appointment, correct.
All right, go right now. It's BioLifePlasma.com, BioLifePlasma.com. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a short break, but guess what? We're coming right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.